The deadline for 2007 haz waste reports is approaching soon, and a new EPA budget has increased funding for enforcement and energy efficiency, but major cuts in Superfund and water projects. Today is February 8, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA this week announced a revised Energy Star specification for televisions. Effective November 1, 2008, TVs that carry the Energy Star label must be up to 30% more efficient than conventional models and will save energy while they're on and while they're off. The new modifications are expected to prevent greenhouse gas emissions. EPA is worried that the switch to larger high-definition televisions has increased U.S. energy use. According to recent market research, U.S. shipments of TVs will top 36 million units in 2008. Reminder, you only have a few weeks to turn in your haz waste report. March 3, 2008 is the reporting deadline for EPA's next biennial report on hazardous waste activities that occurred in 2007. Reporting is required for sites that A, meet the definition of a RCRA large quantity generator during 2007, or B, treated, stored, or disposed of RCRA hazardous waste on site during 2007. Do not file the 2007 hazardous waste report if, during 2007, all of your hazardous waste was exported directly out of the United States to a foreign country. An annual report must be filed in this case as required under 40 CFR 262.56. Also, if you reported for 2005 but are not required to report for 2007, you should notify EPA that your hazardous waste generator status has changed. Coming up, EPA releases its fiscal year 2009 budget with a $330 million decrease from this year. But don't relax too soon. There's more enforcement on the way after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
President Bush this week released his $7.14 billion fiscal year 2009 budget for EPA. According to the Washington Post, the agency's budget shrunk by $330 million, or 4.4%, with most of the drops in water and climate change projects. Among programs receiving cuts were Brownfields and Superfund, Greenhouse Gas Reporting Registry, and 38% of funding for federal programs to research global warming. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California also noted the lack of a budget justification document this year. The White House is not required to provide one, but usually does. One thing that has increased this year was the agency's enforcement arm. The president specified a $9 million increase in EPA's enforcement budget. The budget also includes an additional $14 million to help companies meet new energy requirements. Grants will help train environmental professionals to control energy costs and help states review and assess proposed projects. The budget also includes $555.5 million for clean water grants and $842.2 million for drinking water grants. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.